All right. Welcome back to another edition of Hot Topics, everyone. As you've seen, we have Extra Extra. Read all about it, y'all. Extra Extra. We have another edition of something hot. And what we have hot is Bishop. New Jersey, New York Bishop. Bishop Whitehead. Done it again. I don't know whether this brother is really, really wanted to boast and brag about that bling bling. But as the title says, this dude may be headed to the scene. Guys, we're gonna unpack this. We're going to break it down. We're going to tell the life history of where this guy has been to what led him up to what happened just 2 days ago for him to get arrested. But before we do that, I'm going to throw a plug out there. Today, I went to a spot over in Albemarle, North Carolina. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, Lillianne's Home Cooking. Oh, my gosh. When I walked into this place, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, it was so marvelous. It was masterfully delicious. And when I say masterfully delicious, I mean masterfully for delicious. If anybody who knows me, they know I love my cake. I had to go get that. But that ain't what I wanted to show y'all. What I want to show y'all is just right here. Now, up north, I'm throwing shade on y'all. Y'all might not know nothing. Y'all may not know nothing about this right here. But this right here is cornbread. Yes, you see it. Yeah, that right there is done in that daggone black skillet. Cornbread. I had to get as many pieces as I possibly could for $1.25. I think that's how much it costs, I ain't for sure. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you can, skip on over there. They're open until 9 o'clock, so you have a little bit less than 2 hours to get over there. Lillianne's Home Cooking. It's over on, let's see, what's the name of the street it's over on? It's in the old Lucky Tusk building, which is 1465 U.S. Highway 52, Albemarle, North Carolina, 28001. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into this. Mr. Whitehead. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can go back and you remember, back around July, pastor up in New York, he was running his church, and he's a real flashy, flamboyant type of pastor who likes to show off of little bling bling, how lovely and nice and coordinated he can be with his dress code. He got robbed. And in that robbery, two young men came in and robbed him while they was in church services. And they took his jewelry, took money in front of everyone while the stream was going live. And he actually aired it. I'm not going to air it. You got to go find it yourself and air, see it for yourself. But I am going to show some clippings of some of the things that went on then. But, as of September 22nd this year, there were two guys that which were arrested, Juwan Anderson and Saquon Pollock. Both were 23 years old from the Bedford Stuyve resident area. They were arrested for this stick up on Bishop Lamar. I don't know how you say it, either Lamar or Lamar, whichever one is M-O-R Whitehead. And I'm sure there was a little bit of enlightenment there, but directly after that, there was another incident where a young lady came into the church and there was an altercation between him and the young lady. And he told the lady, I'm going to make you famous. So if you want to come up front and say your piece, come on up front and say your piece. I'm going to make you famous. Don't really know what that meant. And personally, I don't think I would have told a person I'm going to make you famous, especially after what happened. She looked as if she was going towards his daughter and his wife. And he ran behind her and grabbed her by the back of the neck and pushed her out of the church. As we progress and roll on, since then, this right here happens, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that he had done just to illustrate how it took place in reference to him in the church. And I say to Bishop here, he's written the little space to the left, to the left of that venue, Haitian cuisine, I think it was. Pause right there, y'all. That right there. This right here is, I really, truly, honestly feel this right here is what got Bishop in a rut. Gucci. It's rare that you'll find a pastor wearing Fendi, Gucci, Louis clothing attire. And I'm not really too certain whether or not Gucci actually designed that. But to put something like that on, and to be in front of a congregation, that's telltale right there as to who's looking at you and why they're looking at you. So my thing on this one, ladies and gentlemen, some things you you ask for yourself, especially on the robbery instance of it. Now, while the young lady came in there, she could have came in there for the same thing that I'm feeling myself. I don't know if I want a pastor in front of me in some nice pink shades, pink shirt with yellow, orange looking Gucci bling bling clothing attire preaching to me about prosperity. And that was one of the things that he did in his church, was talked about prosperity. I got an issue with that, but I'm going to digress for the moment, move on. But y'all look on at the real and just this right here. Now, this is what the inside of his church looked like. And when I went and looked at this, because I think it was TMZ actually put a video up in reference to what the congregation looked like that day he actually had the altercation with the lady. And it was no more than maybe 10 people in there. For him to have the type of money to where he can go bling bling in Rolls Royces and clothing attire like what she has. So, and this right here is an actual illustration picture of him getting robbed and him going to the floor when they were telling him to get on the floor and everything. This right here is the paperwork from the Supreme Court of the state of New York. It says County of Kings. So we're gonna unpack and get into that right there, that portion right there. I was pulling up, I was reading a little bit of information on him, and what happened was the federal, go back down for a minute, y'all. The federal government, federal authorities, they issued a warrant out to arrest Bishop for the scamming of a retired parishioner for over $90,000 in retirement funds and lying to the FBI. Now, this is the thing that gets me with the FBI. They said he lied to them because he told them that he didn't have but one cell phone. And come to find out, he had multiple cell phones during his execution of search warrants by the FBI. I'm lost on that one, ladies and gentlemen. I can understand you going in, you asking him for everything he has, and he lies to you about a cell phone. And now, what was it about the cell phone that, and that's my thing. Tell more detail as to what it is about the cell phone that was that important that you had to issue a warrant to gather his arrest. I mean, did the cell phones have information where he was laundering money? Possibly yes, possibly no. Did the cell phones have information where he was doing cross-eyed deals with other officials? Possibly yes. Possibly no, that we don't know. Mr. Whitehead, 45 years old. He's previously served 5 years in prison. And check this one out, for identity theft charges. Some can say that he's been, as we go back and we look at this right here, he's doing identity theft here as a bishop or a pastor, some may say. I mean, I personally haven't really listened to anything that he's preached on. I'm just covering the story, follow the stories in reference to him getting robbed, him and the young lady having an altercation, and now him getting arrested here. But there was one thing that he said, as you've seen in this right here, it says, my prerogative. I can purchase what I want. Ladies and gentlemen, when you call yourself a leader, pastor, bishop, why is it so important that so many of these guys need to flaunt money to the public eye? That I don't get. And I understand what he says. I'm going to let you guys listen to something that he said. I understand him saying, it's my money. I can do what I want. I earned it. Some would say, did you really earn it? I would say, yes, he did it. But did he earn it honestly? That right there would be the question mark for me. But did he earn the money to buy the things that he buys to flaunt and floss to the public's eye? He earned it. But whether or not it was legitimately fair and upfront, that's a different token. And robbery is a big thing there. I mean, You robbing the people by not being honest and upfront. But I'm gonna let you guys listen to something right quick. Check this out.
Well, why are you so flashy? It's not about me being flashy. It's about me purchasing what I want to purchase.
Listen to that.
A lot of people are going to say, oh, well, why are you so flashy? It's not about me being flashy. It's about me purchasing what I want to purchase. And it's you know, it's my prerogative to purchase what I want to purchase. If I worked hard for it, I can purchase what I want to purchase.
And I agree with that. He did work hard to swindle people out of money, as the allegation states. Now, I'm going to go down and I'm going to read something for you guys. It says, now this was from the, this was actually the Daily News. And in the Daily News, this is what they said. They said, a day after Bishop Lamar Whitehead was charged by federal authorities of scamming a retired parishioner out of $90,000 in retirement funds and lying to the FBI, he took to his Instagram pulpit. Now, see, that's something that grabs me too. Just sit down somewhere. You're already in trouble. Let your legal aid handle all of your talkings for you. But he went to his Instagram pulpit to plead his case and preach his innocence gospel. And then they went on to say, just because you're arrested, he said, just because you're arrested does not make you guilty, which is true. It doesn't make you guilty just because you're arrested. Whitehead said in a video posted Tuesday morning, we live in America and you're innocent until proven guilty. I agree with you 100%, Pastor Whitehead, but brother, why don't you just sit down and be quiet for a moment? Why don't you take the back seat for a moment? See, some brothers, they get so tied up into believing that just because they have a few people believe in them, that all believes in them, that everyone believes in them, that everyone needs to hear from them. And the people who right now who needs to hear from you is the judicial system. They need to hear from you as to what more you can open your mouth about to incriminate yourself. And you're about to do that. We got Jay Shelby in the background. I got some people on the call right now. They're on hold to come up and talk. But there was something else I wanted to cover before I do bring some people up in reference to this. Like I said, he did spend 5 years in prison for identity theft previously. That's not to state that a man cannot, man or woman cannot go into the penal system, corrupt and come out revived, come out rehabilitated, come out sincere, come out honest, come out pure, come out genuine. That's not to say that. But in this case with Pastor, I'm having a hard time with this one. I'm really, really having a hard time with this one. Well, he went in and did 5 years for identity theft. Now he's facing up to 20 years in prison on each of the wire fraud and the extortion charges. Now that right there is where the phone comes in. The wire frauds and the computer systems. Now, he could have gave them a totally different computer. He could have been using a different computer at someone else's house to where they did catch the one computer or collect the one computer that he did give them. Those phones could have all the wire information on it. So that could be one of the things. This brother wasn't smart at all to, number one, rob these poor people of their life savings, of their hard-working retirement, $90,000. And also, it says, in addition, this is by the New York, make sure I give the plug to where this is from so you guys can go back and check it out yourself, the New York News. This was actually on the 19th. They say, in addition to accusing the pastor of ripping a woman off at his church and swindling her life savings, prosecutors alleged that Whitehead, known as Bling Bishop, check that out. He's known as Bling Bishop, extorted $5,000 from a businessman and then tried to get the same person to lend him $500,000 in exchange for favorable actions from the New York City government, which Whitehead knew he could not obtain. He took $5,000 from the guy, then tried to get another $500,000 in exchange. Dude, for favors, really? Come on, man. I mean, I'm like something MC Light said, just like a test, just like a test, just like a test, I cram to understand you. Now, check this out right here, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Whitehead, Bishop Whitehead, whatever he calls himself, Bling Bishop Whitehead, he failed to pay a $335,000 court judgment to a developer on his $1.6 million home in New Jersey. Really? Really? So you have a $1.6 million home in New Jersey, but see if I can find it. You are, where is it at? Let's see. You renting, you, here it is right here. Don't put it up on the screen. He has a $1.6 million home, but he renting spots like that right there. Go back, y'all. Go back. That's what he's renting right there. It's actually to the left of the Venus restaurant, Haitian cuisine. It's to the left of that where it says Deliverance. That's his thing, the white and purple looking building. That's him. He's renting, not building, not buying, but renting. He failed to pay a $335,000 court judgment to a developer on his $1.6 million home in New Jersey. Come on, man. See, these are the type of things where I have to ask for help. Jay Shelby, can you help me out on this one? Can you help me understand what in the world is going on with this pastor? You got to unmute yourself, Jay. They're not there. But I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm having a hard time to believe that a man would walk around in bling bling, have a $1.6 million home, has Rolls Royce, Mercedes, the top-notch Mercedes. I'm having a hard time understanding how can you have that and you're renting a facility that looks super, super small. And when I say super, super small, I mean very, 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 very super, super small. I'm going to, Jay Shepard, do I have you now? I'm gonna try to find this clip for you, ladies and gentlemen, in reference to what TMZ had. And make sure we give a shout out to TMZ for bringing out that clip as well, man. And actually, in the clip, it shows what the inside of that church looks like. I mean, it just, I'm like, really, y'all? Come on, man. Come on, man. And this is actually the security footage. Y'all check that out. Now, you see that? You see that? I'm going to pause it for 1 second. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And then the young lady walking up is the one that he's going to, the young lady that was walking up as you seen it go up, that's the one where he grabs her by the neck and pushes her out. But you see that yourself. That congregation is small. So where is he getting his money from? Not the congregation, quite naturally. Ain't enough money there. And as you see, his studio, well, his setup for his live streaming is just ordinary, regular bedroom, living room, dining room, podcast style. There's nothing big, there's nothing elaborate about that. Check it out, you guys. Now, she's still talking to him. I mean, he's telling her, I'm going to make you famous. Come on up. Come on up. That's that part. But I'm going to play it all the way through and let you guys see the portion. Well, let me speed it up a little bit. And right now, the arrows are showing things. Some people are walking out. Some people are getting up out of the way. They're not liking what they're hearing for whatever reason. They're not liking this. People are getting escorted. Now, this is where it happens. You see it. Now, they both took charges out on one another. I'm not for sure about the outcome, where that is now at this moment in time. But ladies and gentlemen, be careful about where you go to church and who you're listening to, who you're following, who you're who you are being ministered by. Be careful, because there's plenty of people like this guy There's
I know
plenty.
a lot of people going to say, oh, well, why are you so flashy? It's not about me being flashy. It's about me.
And you see it right there.
Oh, well, why are
you
so flashy? Oh, well, why are you so flashy?
That's that right there is what the building actually looks like. Now, I say it again.
Flashy. It's not about me.
I say it again, ladies and gentlemen. He has a $1.6 million home. Let me make sure I said that. Is it 1.9 or 1.6? $1.6 million home. He still owes the developer $335,000 on it. That could be a reason why he wanted to get that extra $500,000 from that other gentleman. Wanted to swing him out of that to pay that judgment off. It ain't hard to add this up. It ain't hard to see through guys like this right here. But look at this church. Look at this. And he arrives there in a Rolls Royce, Mercedes, Bentley, Benz, whatever. Gucci, Louis, Fendi, Versace. That's what he arrives in. People, we can't be that stupid. We can't be that stupid. Now, as this go on, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to stay up on it. I'm going to follow it as much as I can, and I'll bring back to you the details as to what happened to the bling bling bishop. I'm going to call him that, because that's what he called himself. That's what he's known as up in New York, is bling bling bishop. Senseless to me, but I'm going to follow up on this, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any information you'd like to leave into the comments, please feel free to do so. As I always say, please, at the top it says like, share, subscribe. If you have any topics that you'd like to send over to us that you want us to cover, please feel free to do that, or you can email it to us over at urbanvoicemedia@gmail.com. We'll be more than happy to take that information, do some research on it, put it up on the platform so that we all can engage and have a nice conversation with it. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad you came and check us out. Until next time, y'all be up. Before I go, I got one thing I want to say. This is something I haven't done in a while, but this right here, it has something to do with judgment calling. Until next time, y'all be good.
Next, ask yourself why. These are the black stories we've been shown. A narrow view that limits our understanding. But there's so much more to see. Let's widen the screen so we can widen our view.